pensamos en sermos uno.
Hello. Hey.
Sure is warm, eh? Hey, it's a real nice sauna you guys got here. Your ROTC. Real good. It's real good. I ain't never seen a sauna quite this big.
Interesting thought, though. Only if you think about it, I guess.
If it gets any worse, you'll have to take off your clothes. It's purely an emergency measure, right?
Think of it.
always hunching over and trying to tune my guitar in the middle of the song. It's just mainly because it's sort of like working one of these things in a shower up here. But it's happening. They'll settle down. They got new strings on them. See what I mean?
Ehrlichman finally got indicted for something.
That's one.
Yeah, I will pray, love. We've been praying for years.
Hey, man. Can't believe it.
Just, ha-ha. See, you hold his invention.
Don't tell anybody.
You know
what I mean? Oh, yeah.
We'll do quite a few songs for you.
Naughty, naughty.
Menage à toi. Ha ha ha.
That's what they threw me. Well, this is about one of my most favorite love songs in the world. I don't know how you feel about it. I'll see you in a minute. I just thought I'd tell you about it.
We like to do a lot of new songs. You're going to hear some new songs, but we decided this tour that, I don't know, God. I mean, I like old songs myself. Who am I to,
I'd like to leave you for the next few magical moments with David Crosby.
let's see now. A few magical moments here. Well, now. Old song, so. Well, let's sing some of it, all of them, probably.
Do you guys see the press on TV?
Shaky.
The thing that gets me is that when we were doing all those demonstrations and everything, Kent State and Cambodia and all that, you know, and before that the moratoriums and stuff, we thought we were just like yelling into a pit, man. We thought nobody was hearing any of that bullshit at all. The louder we would talk, you know, and the more we would get people together, the more they would just ignore it and bomb on. And the truth is, man, if you actually, you know, say something really, we didn't know it at the time, but we were pushing them so hard they were making the mistakes that were getting them in trouble right now, as a matter of fact. At least that's what they said.
Demonstrators, those lousy demonstrators.
I'm a demonstrator. I demonstrated. I don't feel lousy. That was yesteryear. Let's see.
We get to see.
We'll go spinning guys. You got no. Cause you don't need one. The shore shells lie scattered in the sand, winking up bright shining eyes at me.
Free. quietly. I fool myself.
Sound like you feel like having sort of a party in here in this. This boy beer. The beer is the third guy back on your left. No, that's the tequila. The guy. I'm sorry. Listen, you don't need the guy right next to you. Is. One should hope. Hey.
You want to talk to me?
This could all be arranged. Listen, look for a big guy. His name's Leo. Oh, moon, cut my hair. Happened just the other day.
Separates our wheels.
I got older.
There's about a third of you out here that I somehow got involved in that song, but somewhere out there there's a Gardal shield. Not sure either that or somebody's been dealing reds or something. Something, baby, I know what it is. This town is so stocked with fantastic looking women that everybody past the 10th row is doing it. I figured it out. You guys are just quiet, man. Right. Listen. That's Mom and her friends. Bridge Club, very rowdy. They drink gin. Anyway, I'll sing you a new song. It's called Your Life Is What You Fill Your Day With. What did you fill your day with today? You see? There you are. I tell you that I get busted for sure. Your life is what you fill your day with. That is all that is. Sing a song by somebody I love, somebody I think is a genius songwriter. Well, that's not the right way to put it. I think it's the best living songwriter, actually. Best is real tricky, too. I won't say she's my favorite. Let's put it down. I slept last night in a good hotel. I went shopping today. The wind rushed around the dirty town, and the children let out from their school. I'm
fortune.
Gets me off. I wouldn't sing it otherwise.
You don't sing it then.
Viva Snuggle. That's what it always sounds like. Somebody yells.
It's strange looking at you guys.
The cameras look sort of like submarines with periscopes. And the binoculars look sort of like giant frogs blinking at you as they sort of oscillate up and down. And there's a bunch of fireflies going. Very strange.
I'd like to dedicate a song to Willard Street Cafeteria.
Oh yeah.
There was a lady singing in the cafeteria today. Negro lady, very beautiful. There was a Bette Midler record playing, and she was singing to it. Whew, she was better than the record. Whoever she was, if she's here, we heard you.
Wow. Graham made a record called Song for Beginners, which if you haven't got it, you should. This is about one of my most favorite things on it. I could tell you all my favorite things as if you'd be interested, you know. There's no reason you should be interested.
You're right, one's interested.
You can tell me to screw off anytime you want.
Hey, David.
Well, not quite. 1 minute.
All you musicians know what I'm thinking right now.
Is
Oh, lightning. Oh, yes, indeed.
Lightning? No.
The great mobs.
No, that's probably Joel taking dirty pictures on the hall.
Is a song called I Used to Be a King?
I used to be a dog catcher once. I used to be in the ROTC.
You got fired when they burnt him down.
Which will tell you that you don't always wind up where you think. That's right, most of the time. Actually, ROTC wasn't that bad. Sergeant used to fall asleep when he was trying to tell us things. We could read comic books. No, as a matter of fact, I was a riflery freak. So I was doing that.
You too?
They change tune in about once every 20 seconds because it's...
La humidité, I'm sure you all understand. It's the wetness in the air.
Come on.
One, two, three, six.
Take my heart, no one is gonna break my heart again. Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely. Oh, most definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
We will boogie later.
Yeah. What have you, huh?
For this gentleman over here with his green hat on.
Whoever you are, you go to the ESP lab tomorrow. To the tender mercies of my English friend for a second here. I'll be back in a minute.
Too old, man, too old. Okay. David and I did a benefit about a year ago for a film called The Winter Soldier, which was a film of the Vietnam veterans against the war, people's war crimes in Detroit a couple of years ago. As a result of the benefit that we did, this Winter Soldier film went around university campuses and stuff like that. I got a chance to see it, and there was one person in it that was really amazing. He was a young American boy, really good looking. You wouldn't think he would hurt a fly. Thank you, God. Really. And he sent pictures home to his mother of all the people that he'd killed in Vietnam, and he would pile all their bodies up, and he would stand on top of their bodies and have his picture taken and send it on to his mother to show how Colonel Sanders he is, you know what I mean? Anyway, when he got hit to it, he went back and he started fighting against the war, being one of the leaders of the Gainesville Aid, who just got acquitted in Florida, which is really good news. So anyway, I wrote the song for Scott Camille, who's one of the dudes. You may listen to it. I had to sing this song to his face. He came to my house once. He said, sing me the song. Very difficult. It's called O Camille. That can't be real. So you tell me your story from beginning to end, all the blood and the guts and the gore. Will you tell all the people about the people you killed, not for God, but for country and war? Your mother say when you left those people out in the fields rotting along with the hay. Did you show her your medals? Did you show her your guns? Did you show her the years that you wore? Did you show her a picture of the people you killed, not for God, but for country and war? Country replied by throwing it back in your face. When you tell me your story, are you making amends for all of the hatred you saw? Will you tell all the people about the people that cry out for God, not for country or war? taking a chance to do some new songs for you. I keep telling this story every night, and I probably will all the way through the tour because it really pissed me off. I got a letter from a 18-year-old guy in Texas who was in jail for 15 years for being caught with two joints on him. And he said, wrote in the letter to me, how unfair he thought it was when in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it was a misdemeanor for the exact same offense, and he couldn't register or balance 15 years of his life with a $5 court fine, you know? And he said that although he couldn't do anything about his particular problem right now, that it was up to people to let people know that that's what's going on in this land, and the Supreme Court should be able to do something about this interstate thing, you know. I mean, Jesus, 15 years and a $5 fine, what's going on here? So I wrote this song called The Prison Song, dedicated to whoever's in jail for minor drug charges. And I'm not talking about shit.
Thank you.
I tell you, your audience are really in tune with us. Three times tonight, just as we step forward to sing a song, someone shouted out.
If somebody isn't running an ESP lab on this campus, they ought to be, actually.
Really? It's far out, really.
Look around again.
What's known as a quiet boogie.
Yeah, well,
if there is such a...
Yeah, if you're waiting for the amplifiers to roll forward and a band to appear, you might as well get your hand on your girl's thigh and get into something. You know?
Wait a second, they've already had the hand on the girl's thigh all the way through the concert.
it's just us and the songs, you know.
Well, this one's called And So It Goes. Chorus goes, there's one thing to try, everybody knows, music gets you high, everybody grows, and so it goes.
Oddly enough.
One, two, three, four. I'm the
I'm the son and you're the daughter of the stranger that we know. Gets a little stone beside the wayside. Well, there's one.
Halfway through it that you're not as old as you think.
It's curious how some of these songs even, I know some of them I don't sing because I don't relate to them right now. Maybe I'm happier now than I was when I wrote them or what, you know. And some of them seem to get more appropriate as time goes on.
Yeah.
Must be pretty obvious by now. Speak your mind, that is, if you still can, and you still have the guts to dare, and you can still remember how to write.
Thank you.
night, everybody. Now you are.
Thank you. That's it.